Grandad, earlier you were telling me that you used energy from water and coal. But how did you get the water up from Llobregat sources up to the factory?
A 4.8-kilometre pipe was built that carried the water from the dam at the source of Llobregat to the factory. It was a major engineering project at the time.
I can imagine. And when the pipe got to the factory, then what happened?
Once they got here, the turbines that were distributed around the factory gave it power to produce energy. This energy was also used to light the whole factory. Apart from the hydraulic energy, we also used heat energy from the coal that was used to heat the rotating ovens. Years later, a steam machine was installed because we needed to avoid total dependence on the water. The thing is, without it, if there had been a drought, the cement production work would have come to a halt.
I understand. Grandad, what were the turbines around the factory for?
What they did was to transform energy from the water into mechanical energy to operate the machines, including lighting for the factory. The noise from those turbines was constant. Can you imagine?
But the thing is, through everything we've seen, we've hardly seen any machines. Why is that?
That's because when the factory closed in 1975, the owners sold everything in it.
So if they hadn't restored the factory, it would have been lost forever.
You're right, Laia. But thanks to the Museum of Science and Technology of Catalonia, the heritage and memory of this factory have been restored along with part of Catalonia's history.
I've really enjoyed seeing the factory, Grandad. Shall we come back?
Definitely. But let's go home now, Laia. We're expected for lunch.